I wanted to just come on and share what kind of week I've had, just in case if this has been a really, really crappy week for you, you're not alone. But, you know, no matter your revenue, no matter your size, no matter how many years you've been in this business, I told my office the other day, I'm like, we could write a telenovela for, and that's a Spanish soap opera, because most of my office staff is Spanish. So they're like, telenovela episode number 36 today. But no matter your size or your revenue, no matter how long you've been doing it, when this happens to you, it just freaking sucks. It just sucks. And I was just going to go over like the week we've had. And I rarely get involved with Organize It. I still help with marketing. I'm still the face of it, but I rarely get involved with day to day. But so we had a longtime cleaner put her 2 weeks in last Friday. It was last Friday. And I don't typically get involved, but because she was a longtime cleaner, she was one of our trainers. My office reached out to me and they were like, hey, do you want to keep her? She gave 2 weeks notice. Do you want to keep her or what do you want to do? And I put it back on them and I said, hey, Lisa, Marcy, why don't you guys talk about it together? And you guys tell me what you want to do. I said, I don't think you should keep her. I think you should go ahead and just part ways and let's give her 2 weeks of severance. Let's give her 2 weeks pay for the 2 weeks that she gave us, but let's just go ahead and cut ties. She's been with me 3 years. She was a trainer. She was an inspector. She was a team lead. She was everything, right? And she was great. So Marcy and Lisa had met and they came back to me and they said, you know what? We agree. We think that let's just go ahead. It was Friday. Let's just go ahead and tell her at the end of Friday that we're good. We're going to work on the schedule this weekend and we're just going to pay you the 2 weeks so you can take the time off. And the only reason I'm telling you guys this story is so that if this happens to you or it will happen to you, that you don't feel bad. And it's a crummy feeling. Even how many years I've been doing this, how large our cleaning company's grown, and even how removed I am from our cleaning company, it still feels bad. So here's what happened. You know, I decided that, or they decided to go ahead and let's just remove her. Let's pay her the 2 week severance and let's go ahead and just clear the calendar. We're staffed. I own WooRecruit. Staffing is not an issue. We had plenty of people lined up. We had a veteran cleaner who had left, wanted to come back anyways. We have 3 other people on the docket. So we were like, okay, we'll handle it. Let's just cut ways. And Marcy and Lisa decided to cut ways because they had heard from the other cleaners that she wanted to open her own cleaning company. And this is why I want to share this with you. When you hear rumors, when you hear chatter from your other technicians, most of the time it's true. Sometimes we dismiss it because we're like, oh, it's just her. She's just negative, or oh, she's just complaining. And so Marcy and Lisa said, you know what? We're going to go ahead and cut her, give her the 2 weeks. And anyways, today, the you know what hit the fan. So Lisa, I don't know how Lisa's my mother, by the way. She runs HR and hiring for all of our locations. I don't know how she finds it. She's snooping and she found an entire company that she had, this other, our technician that we fired, had built a great website. Like, I'll be like, holy crap. Like, it's probably better than my website. You know, she found her LLC. Like, so she found all this stuff. And like from the date it was opened and we were like, oh my gosh, like the technicians were right. Like they were telling, a couple of us said, you know, she's complaining. She's saying this, she's saying that. And we dismissed it because we just thought, oh, it's just her. She's kind of negative. And then we were like, you know what? We had a bunch of cancellations in February. Like we had, and in January, we're like, it's the economy. It's the market. No, guys, nothing is a coincidence and everything is on purpose. They were all her customers and she was slowly taking the customers. And we thought it was an increase because it's what we hear. Like other cleaning companies are like, oh yeah, like my turnover is really high, my customer attrition. And we go back and look at who were her customers and they were her customers. So long story short, nothing is by coincidence. When you hear things, they're probably for a reason. Sometimes in business, we're so far removed or we keep dismissing things because we don't want to deal with it. And when we don't deal with it, it actually turns out to be a bigger issue on the other side. So she was our heaviest staff technician. She was our most senior technician. And she had to get a nasty message from me today, which I didn't want to do. I probably could have prevented it, but I had to get an attorney involved. I did email all of the customers that canceled that she took. We don't know, but they will be getting drug involved as well. And I had to, one, embarrass her because I CC'd her and the attorney in all of the emails that I sent. I had to send her a message to say, hey, I'm proud of you. Congratulations on the cleaning business. I would have helped you, I coach cleaning businesses, but what I don't, or what I'm not okay with, is you taking my customers. And before that, I will be suing you over every customer that you take or it solicit. So long story short, I'm sitting here, one, saying like, can I please have a glass of wine? It's 5 o'clock. On top of all the other meetings and things we had to do. And I'm sitting back and I told Chris, I said, you know, like all the signs were there and no one in my office or me chose to do anything about them. And so it's a really good wake up call that sometimes you hear things, sometimes you feel things, sometimes you see things. But because out of our pure, I'm just going to say this, laziness of not wanting to deal with something or not wanting to have that hard conversation, because I made my office do all of it. They asked me for advice, but I didn't handle any of it at all. That's why I pay them. But I am here to coach them through it. And it's just interesting to sit back and watch to say like, hey, the signs were there. Why didn't we do anything about it? And, you know, this is the second employee that has lied and has gotten caught, been lying. And that's why I fired her, because the reason she gave that she needed to quit was a lie. I know it was a lie. And I found out it was a lie. And then I had someone else in another company lie to me or withhold the truth, which to me is lying. And to me, that is my ultimate core value. Like, if you lie to me, you're dead to me. And that comes from past issues and past trauma that I'm still working through. But that's my strongest core value. And that's why I'm so open. That's why I'm an open book. That's why, like, you get all, it's all of Libby or nothing, because I cannot live with it. And I said, two people, Chris, in 1 week, two people. I'm like, oh my God, can I make a lie detector test that I run people through in my life, whether they're employees or family or friends or whatever, like every once in a while, like, because the relationship was great and somewhere it turns south, like somewhere. And you're just kind of like, what caused that? Hey, the company, everything we do has always been very upfront and very honest and very open. But sometimes people can't take that. And so it's a great lesson. It's a great reminder for all of you out there that this has not happened to. It will happen to you. I will guarantee you it will happen to you. It's happened to me before. But I said, man, this poor girl, she caught me on a bad day, a bad week. Because when it happened to me in the past, you know, I confronted the technician. I've done the thing. But like this time I was like, call the lawyer, email sent, cease and desist made. I'm not giving her 2 weeks, of course. And then I CC'd her in every email that I sent to the customer calling out in her lie. So I said, oh, this poor little girl, she crossed me on the wrong year. I don't know if it was the wrong day or year, because I've been on a roll in 2025. But it's a great reminder. And I just want to bring it back to when we hear the chatter, whether it's from a customer, whether it's from another technician, whether it's from a friend or a family member, even if it has nothing to do with your business. When you hear the chatter, when you hear something going on, yes, everybody tells you like, take it with a grain of salt. Oh, don't listen to what other people say. But I also think you need to absorb it and then kind of reflect on it before you listen to what they have to say, like before you actually take it in, like listen to it before you take it in. I said it in the wrong way. Because I think there's a half truth to everything. And because of that, we lost so far 11 customers. Like I said, she was our heaviest technician. And I'm glad Lisa and Marcy decided to fire her. I'm glad we cut ties. I told my office, because they were still chatting with her every day. She was asking something every day. And like on Friday at 8 a.m., she wanted to know where her pay was for last week. And I'm like, and finally, she's like, you guys are ignoring me. And finally, I'm like, look, dude, slow down. We're busy. I was training with Marcy. Today's Yaya's day to learn how to clean. Lisa's out today and Gabby's manning the office. Pep down. And people don't act like that if they're not guilty of something. So I thought it was a great reminder, a great wake-up call. Are you avoiding the hard things? Are you avoiding them? And then when they become too hard, they're miserable. Like they're miserable. So whether you're an office manager or you're managing an office or you have an office that's being managed by people, ask yourself, are you or is your team, your office, your assistant, are they avoiding the hard things or are they kind of addressing them when they come in, when they need to be handled? Because my office, unfortunately, they let it get too far, but it was a great lesson to learn. And like I said, this poor little girl, she caught me on a wrong day because I'm going to take her. I'm like, we're going to drag, I'm going to drag her through the mud. I don't care if she opened a cleaning company. She's taking 11 customers. So you don't mess with my staff, my team, and my family. If you guys want to see any of the information that I use, like the emails I sent to the customers to warn them that they will be dragged into litigation because of this, what I said to her or what any of the information I sent her, just let me know. I'm happy to PM it to you guys. But great lesson. It's going to happen to you. And here's the thing at the end of the day. Did I let it upset me? Yeah, a little bit. I liked her. Like, I generally cared for her. She's been with me 3.5 years. We have amazing retention. And I did let it affect me a little, because if it doesn't affect you, I'm sorry, you're not human. I'm just going to call BS on that. If it doesn't affect you, you're not human. I got upset. It's like, where did the relationship start to go south? You can't have someone with you for 3 years and then be miserable the whole time. It went south somewhere. And so what I want to reflect on and what I want to learn from, is this something that we did, or is this a life change in her life? If it's a life change in her life, I can't do anything. But if it's something we did, we need to learn from this lesson. And that's why it upset me. I don't know when it went south. I'm pretty far removed from the day to day, but my office should know when did it go south? My office manager, the person in charge of the cleaning technicians, because that's a lesson for us to say, like, what did we do? What could we do better? How could we have changed this before it went that far? But, you know, the person that did this to me in the past got a different version of me. I'm much more educated now. I have no fear whatsoever. Like, I know many of us in my past, especially me, I wouldn't do that, because I'm like, oh my God, what if she leaves me a bad Google review? Like, what if she goes and says something on social media? I'm like, I don't care. Like, you're a liar and I will call you out. I just called her out to all 11 people that she took, that she flat out lied to us. And I would like you to ask her, where is her insurance, her bonding, her workman's comp, her license? Ask her, because that's what you gave up. And so I called out them too. You know, I'm much more educated and I'm not scared. Like, she can go on Google, give me 100 bad reviews. I don't care. But what I care about is being professional and holding her to her promise. I held my promise and I know that. And that's how you get through. Like, that's how you get through these things, is, you know, you hold your end of the deal. I paid her fair. I paid her great. I filled her schedule. I respected her. I never, ever disrespected her in any way. And I held her on a pedestal. And so I know I held up my end of the deal. So anything she does to violate that is on her. And that's why I have no fear. I'm not scared. We didn't do anything wrong. If anything, we did more than we should have. At the end of the day, it sucks. Like I said, if someone says, oh, don't let it affect you, it's easier said than done, because if you don't care, you're not human. And I care. I care about her. I care about Marcy and Lisa, who had to go through this agonizing process in the office. I've only had 2 people do it to me in 6 years. 2 people. So it's not like it happens every day. But it's a great lesson. Where did it go south? What could we have done? Was it on her? And yeah, for you guys that want the information, I'll just drop it to you. It's nothing that ChatGPT can't generate, but it's the prompt, or how I talked to ChatGPT to get me what I wanted from a stern, professional, but direct, plain spoken English way. I'm a ChatGPT prompt master. Well, actually, my husband is a master. And so, but I'll share those things with you guys. And at the end of the day, hey man, business is hard. If she wants to open a cleaning company, my office is like, it's hard. Like, dealing with customers and hiring and employees and like, it's funny, because the office is like, we would never do this. Like, this is crazy. They know how much work goes into it and the money and the overhead and like how hard it is. And, you know, this person only saw the cleaning side, and cleaning is the most important thing until it isn't. And that's what I said to everyone who retained her. Cleaning is the most important thing until it isn't, right? Until you break something, until something goes missing, until you get hurt, until she leaves your house unlocked, until she sends a non-background checked 1099 in your house. Cleaning is the most important thing until it isn't. And that's the only thing our cleaners see. Our technicians see that, and they don't see all of the work and struggle that goes into it. So I'm not upset because she's my competitor. She's not my competitor. She has a long way to go. I have 6 years in front of her, and years and years and thousands of dollars of knowledge invested in growing and in scaling my cleaning company. So if this happens to you, I don't want you to think, oh my God, they're another competitor. They're not a competitor. Where I'm upset is the lying. I can't tolerate the lying. I can't deal with the lying. And taking customers, you're now not just hurting me. You're hurting your own, who supposedly were your friends, the other technicians and the office staff as well. But it's about morals and calling them out. And I, like I said, I CC'd the customer, past customer, her and the attorney all in the email. Let's just say I haven't heard back from her. I've heard back from a few of the customers that don't want to get involved. So if it happens to you, don't take it lying down. Be professional and hold them to the promise, one that you made, and to the promise they signed. Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.